I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. The word saved in the Bible actually means to deliver or protect. The Word of God is very clear that we are saved, delivered, from both sin and Satan. This is why salvation produces such a radical change in everyone who truly finds Christ. The saved are not just forgiven sinners. They are new creations. You'll see that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. They have been washed from sin, as in Revelation 1:5, and their sinful nature has been destroyed on the cross of Christ. You'll see that in Romans 6, verse 6. The change is so deep and all-encompassing that no fleshly religious work or effort could produce it. In every case, it is an astounding miracle sent from heaven. This salvation is not of works, meaning that you cannot earn it and you cannot produce it. It only comes as a gift from God, but it is very, very real. The question then arises, how can we, who know Christ, bring such an amazing salvation to those who are still bound by sin and Satan? The Apostle Paul answers this question saying, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." That's 1 Corinthians 1:21. The word preaching simply means to announce, to herald, to proclaim. God chose the simple act of telling what Christ accomplished on the cross to be his great tool to bring this life-changing transformation to the lost. David, the ancient king of Israel, told us God would use this method to birth souls into his kingdom. He prophesied, "A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this." That's Psalms 22, verses 30 and 31. Jesus' death upon the cross declares the righteousness or justice of God to save sinners. That's Romans 3:25. We are sent to declare this righteous salvation to a people that shall be born. These are those who will be born again if they believe the gospel report. The message is simply, he has done this. This is a reference to what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross to deliver us from sin, Satan, and every power of darkness. Paul boldly told us, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." That's 1 Corinthians 1:17. This verse is packed with truth we all need to understand. First, the power of salvation is not in baptism. Neither does it lie in any other religious ordinance, ritual, or ceremony. The power of salvation is extended solely through the proclamation of the gospel and received only by faith in Jesus Christ. Paul reiterates this in the next verse saying, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." That's 1 Corinthians 1:18. Paul warned against adding wisdom of words to the message of Christ. He tells us that if this mixture occurs, the gospel will become powerless or of none effect. We are to declare that which Christ did to make us free, as seen in John 8:32, without the addition of philosophy, psychology, religious traditions, or carnal commandments. Such things added to the gospel message only serve to nullify the gospel's power to deliver anyone from Satan's bondage. This is why Paul said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. The more we add to the gospel, the more we have to add, because we have destroyed its power to save. It is foolish to believe that by simply hearing and believing the report of what Christ has done, a person can be delivered from sin and transformed into a new creation. Yet this is exactly how the gospel works. Paul said, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." 2 Corinthians 3:18. Through the foolishness of gospel preaching, we see the glory of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross to deliver us. When that glory shines into our hearts, we are changed. All of this is brought to a lost world simply through the foolishness of preaching. So open your mouth and tell them what Christ has done. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in prayer.